This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're working from home like millions of people are, there are certain ways you are saving money. Not buying as much gas for the car, probably, or a Metro card. Not going out for lunch or a cup of coffee. But there are certain ways you're spending money, too. Maybe a new office chair or bumping up your internet speed. And chances are you have wondered idly whether you can expense that to your boss. Turns out, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, bosses have been wondering the same thing.
Ryan Beck got his first job out of college back in October of 2019, working for a life insurance company in the Lansing, Michigan area. At the beginning of last year, at 23, he also decided it was time to get his own apartment.
So I had spent my money on furniture and things like that.
Then in March, his boss told him and everyone else not to come into the office.
I was working at my dining room table, and I mean, gets the job done, but after, you know, a couple weeks of that, it really started affecting my posture.
That made his back hurt, and he just wasn't as productive. And then he says, out of the blue,
we got a check to help cover some of the costs.
A check from his employer. Now, it wasn't a lot of money, a little more than $100, but for him, it was
kind of like a stimulus check, and that helped me get a desk and a chair.
Beck is an outlier. A new survey from the compensation software and data company PayScale found that only 25% of organizations paid any kind of stipend to employees working from home last year. Shelley Holt heads up human resources. She says PayScale did give its employees $500 at the start of the pandemic to help with unexpected costs, but as people continue to work from home,
a stipend probably isn't the best strategy to address that. That probably needs to be a longer, more comprehensive policy. And that is something that we're trying to figure out right now at PayScale, because we do anticipate we will be moving to a hybrid environment going forward.
Holt says as companies make some level of working from home permanent, they need to think carefully about their compensation policies, because figuring out stipends can get tricky. Lonnie Golden teaches economics at Penn State University. He says, for example, there's a huge difference between an employer saying you can work from home versus that you must.
If they are making the work required to be done remotely, one would think that that expense should be picked up wholly or at least partly by the employer.
But there's a lot of gray area here. Like, can a worker expense an electricity bill during a heat wave if they're running the AC while they're working at home?
This area is, I think, going to be seeing a lot more litigation.
Elliot Siegel is a partner at King & Siegel, an employment law firm in Los Angeles. He says cell phones or wireless contracts have become the thing that employers will often help workers pay for, assuming they use their phone for work. But he thinks the pandemic has forced employers to rethink what qualifies as expensable.
You could argue that essentially any cost that you incur at home has to be in some way apportioned and taxed back to the employer.
Whether you can charge your employer for part of your internet bill or get them to pay for a new printer, well, those aren't big concerns for Matt Ivalotis. He works in cybersecurity for the credit card processing company CardX. He lives outside of Chicago and says he's saving plenty of money working from home.
$210 a month on train fare, $55 on bus, $40 for parking, and then the little things you don't think about in terms of how much of our spending was habitual based on sort of the routine of the day.
The coffee at Starbucks and lunch across the street from the office. He feels like he's making out like a bandit, and also recognizes that he's in a privileged position just to be able to work from home. A study from the University of Washington found that about 75% of Americans can't work from home. Folks working in healthcare or at the grocery store, among so many others. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.